Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And last episode, we listened to a pocket dial from Joe, not your brother, but Joe in Tacoma.
We have a name.
Yes, I did give it last time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't at the beginning because I hadn't heard it yet.
Oh, yeah, we didn't want to.
And then after I heard it, I'm like, yeah, it's safe. It's nothing bad
or
incriminating.
Ordering 4 chicken teriyakis, which is impressive.
I really want chicken teriyaki. Anyways, but we got a text message from him.
Oh!
He says, I am so sorry for the pocket call. I had no idea it happened until you played it on the cast, but thanks for using my slip up for entertainment. Made me laugh at work.
Like, that's so funny.
Also, Vicky, I love the OnlyFans. I really only got it to see all the tattoos, mainly the butt pirate ships, and it was worth it. Only way to make them better is to make them fight. Right cheek wins.
Hey, does that mean like make them clap?
Oh, I guess.
You know, I don't
know. And like one of the pirate ships, like it's the whole idea of yin and yang. So one of the pirate ships is in like calm seas and the other one is in like rough waters. Like it went through battle. So
which one's on the right?
I'm pretty sure it's the calm seas one. Let me check.
You don't even know. Got to check real quick.
Nope, nope. The right one is the
calm?
No, it's the storm.
Oh, okay. Makes sense why that would win then.
Right, because it's been through the most. But love the cast and look forward to it every week from Tacoma Joe.
Oh, thanks, Tacoma Joe.
But I've actually had quite a few requests on OnlyFans. Going back to that, it is Vicky Vicious, so find me.
just throw that out there.
Just throwing it out there. But I had quite a few requests to do like a show off of all my tattoos, but it's hard to do a video or photos of yourself with all my, like with my tattoos in general.
Because they're in like obscure areas or like the lighting isn't right?
A little bit of everything. Like I can't, it's hard to film my back. And like some of these people are wanting close ups because they want to see the detail, which I understand. Cause some of these tattoos have a little bit more detail. So when you look at it from far away, it's like, okay, that's okay. But then
you
see
like,
it.
What is that?
Yeah, when you see it, I'm like, that's I spent good money on them to look good.
Yeah. Well, that's a really cool thing to request, too, because it's not necessarily like, here are my goodies.
And even then, like, and I've had some people I've noticed will ask me constantly, like, hey, can you send me a topless picture or a bottomless picture? I'm like, okay, well, here's the thing. I don't do those kinds of pictures. That's why I decided to do a lower fee.
Mm-hmm.
For the monthly fee. And that way, if you guys want more custom and saucier pictures, I can do that, you know, for the custom content fee. That being said, I do have my limits at the moment. Like, maybe one day I'll decide to do topless. For now, though, that's not my thing.
So how far do you actually go? So if I wanted a topless picture,
mm-hmm.
would you, how do you feel about either just a bra or how do you feel about pasties?
I've done like outfits, like cute outfits, and I will put on pasties underneath because sometimes there's the slip and I'm like, oh, that picture's really good. And you see the slip, like, dang it.
But will you just do just a bra or just pasties pick?
Just bra pick. Yeah. It's like everyone is self-conscious about certain things. And like, I'm self-conscious about my tummy. Okay. So like, I hate like when people like, and I hate, like, I don't get mad that they request this, but then I get real nervous. It's like, hey, can I have a bra and underwear pick? Which I wouldn't have a problem with, but then it's like, but then you'll see my tummy. It's not so much that I worry
about.
Well,
they're obviously asking. They know what you look like. They're asking for it for a reason.
I know, but it's like I'm not worried about the being in my underwear picture or the being in my bra picture. It's the showing off my bare stomach picture.
Well, so what if you were like leaned over a table with pasties on and you could just see your boobs and you couldn't see your stomach?
Mm.
Or is that too much skin for you?
I feel like that, like, just the pose itself is a little too much with just the pasties. If it was like a bra, I definitely would, and I have.
Okay, so you don't do. Well, okay, what about your butt? Would you put a G-string?
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
Okay, weird, because I feel like a G-string is similar to pasties in a sense.
Well, my butt is nicer than my boobs, I think, too. So it's easier to show that. If I'm being completely, totally honest, I like my butt a lot more than I like my boobs.
Okay, they're a little too small. So you prefer when people want a boot or a booty shot than a boob
shot. Right. And I try to mix it up and I try to keep it interesting and try to do different poses because I don't want to just do the same picture over and over again, which I feel like is easy to do. It's easy to fall into.
You're the one taking the pictures. You can make your boobs look however you want to look.
Not when
you know, with the angles and
I do work on that. So like I feel like that pose when you're kind of leaned over, unless your boobs are big enough, like when you lean up on the table, you just kind of look like a cow that needs to be milked. Like you're just hanging.
No, that's why you got to push them together.
Right.
You got to push them together with your like elbows and have them lifted a little.
Right. But I mean, if I'm wearing a bra, it's going to look good. If I'm wearing just pasties, it's not going to look. It just looks like I'm pushing them up and there's not much to push up.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't care about that. They'd rather see more skin and have them look how you think they're going to look rather than a bra and then be pushed up and look better. Trust me, we have very similar boobs. I understand. I understand the struggle. We do, you guys. I've definitely seen Vicky's boobs many of times.
Yes. We have been nudie in front of each other plenty.
And I'm like, wow, your boobs look like mine. Very basic.
Our butts are very different, though.
Very different, yes.
You got a cute little wedgie. It's just like,
I do my squats.
No, I know, but that's like, you have like a strong, like booty, but it's still like petite at the same time.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Like,
and yours is more
jiggly.
No, but it's like nice. It's like, dang. It doesn't look jiggly though. Like when I see you, or even when I smack your ass, it doesn't feel jiggly.
No, I've tricked many of people because I think people assume it is. So when I used to work at the restaurant, we used to have this game with all the girls that if you're bent over, you're getting your ass slapped.
As it should be.
Right. There was a few girls that are like, I don't like to be touched, and we wouldn't do it with them. We respected their boundaries.
That's good.
Yes. Well, some people don't like one girl, she's like, I don't like to be hugged. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because I would hug the other girls. Like, we were all just super close.
I have a friend like that, and I always forget because I'm such a hugger. And then I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Exactly.
You didn't like that how I like that. Ooh.
So it's just like we avoided just doing anything with her because she was just, you know, she had her own thing. Cool. Whatever's. I respect it. But then all the girls, there's one time where I came, like I was bending over to tie my shoe or something, and everyone comes over like, we got to get her back. And they were all very surprised that their hand hurt. It's like, that is a lot firmer than you would think it would be.
Yeah, it doesn't like really bounce that much.
I mean, I can make it bounce.
Oh, yeah. So would you film that on your OnlyFans?
I did do a request recently where it was, you know, that butt jiggle like you do when you're trying to like put on jeans.
Oh, like a very tight pair of pants. Mm-hmm. You like jump.
And here's the thing. I have not purchased a new pair of jeans since before the pandemic.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't remember the last time I actually wore like a real, like super tight, these are going actual to make me jeans. Have a hard time to breathe jeans.
Like,
yeah.
The closest I've come is I have like these legging jogger looking jeans.
Oh, but they're not all I wear.
But they're not real jeans.
We pretend they are, though.
Yes, they look like from far away, they look like they're jeans, but no, they're not.
It's all a lie, guys.
So
they're like leggings.
Yes, they are. Just with like a denim pattern. Like
yeah.
Those lines. So I did go into my closet. And I found a pair of pants I haven't worn forever. And let me tell you, the quarantine 15 is real.
Is it in that booty?
Oh, my goodness. It was, especially having your parents live with you for the last few months.
You got delicious meals.
Delicious cooked Mexican food all the time. So, by the way, once they move out soon, I'm going to be hitting that pole. Doing some pole dancing, getting my abs worked out.
Not having as many home-cooked meals.
No. Going to be a little better on that. That being said, these pants did not fit very well. I can get them on, but
oh,
I definitely...
Good. Can you button them?
If I try real hard, I can. They're just not going to look good.
You just stop breathing for a sec.
Yeah, and you're going to get that lovely muffin top.
Oh, yeah.
But I did do the butt jiggle. Like, that was requested. Like, get the jeans on.
And oh, like, I love that.
I'm like, that is creative. Okay, I can do that. That's awesome.
That is creative. And I feel like that's not something you, like, see all the time, unless maybe you just Google image it, but, like... On porn or whatever, it's not something like,
I love those requests, though. The requests that are a little bit more personal, if you will. Because anybody can go on the internet and find, you know, hey, do a striptease, do this, do that. But when it feels more like it could be happening to you, like, hey, like a point of view, like you're actually there with me, like you're my boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah,
and you're watching
just getting
me do every day. Yeah, exactly. Like, I like that everyday life kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of fun.
And it spices it up for you, too. Mm-hmm. It's not just like the same. And I've
been having fun like editing my videos and adding music to them because I use the software and it comes with a lot of music. So
oh, yeah,
because
you've been
filters.
Doing, like, videos of, like, that kind of thing, too. Mm-hmm.
So I did that, and I added, like, I made it slow-mo. I had so much fun, because, like, that's part of the reason why I started it. Because I was always just, like, a little nervous when people ask, can I have pictures of your feet? I'll buy them. Or any of these things. I was just super insecure with myself. And I don't know what it was that clicked. I think it was just having a lot of people behind me, like, supporting me. Sorry.
but just
supporting it, like, I was worried that people were going to look down upon me for deciding to do something like this.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that. Why would you do that? That's, you know, that, like, you know, just like if you said I'm a stripper, people kind of like, oh,
yeah,
you're a stripper.
I mean, there's definitely still some people that are not for it. That's for sure. You know, and like there are going to be people that like judge. But that's kind of with anything. Everyone's mm-hmm. going to judge something or a lot of things you do. And you just kind of have to be like, well, it's not your life, it's mine. So, right. Sorry.
And honestly, it's been a lot of fun. Like, whether I get fully dressed up, like makeup and wigs and contact lenses, or just putting together a video, editing the photos, like with filters, like just playing with it, just making it look more dynamic.
Yeah, like, it's very creative.
It's very creative, and it's a really nice outlet for me to have. That's also part of the reason why I joined TikTok, just because I love watching the creativity of some of these people, like the stories yeah. and the characters they create. And so, that's kind of the idea for me, too, with. Either TikTok or OnlyFans. It's like
oh,
I
with OnlyFans,
create...
you're getting paid.
Yeah, and it's nice. I have this like backup money in case something happens. God forbid I need it, or like my car breaks down, I need to buy a new car, or
yeah,
whatever.
Something. Yeah,
it's nice to have that like extra, not to worry about money. But it is a lot of fun. It is tiring sometimes. You just don't want to interact with anybody. Like, my friends are trying to text me, and I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to my parents. I don't want to talk to anybody. And I feel bad because I'm like, I'm not responding to people as quickly as I'd want to. I'm kind of burnt out with humans at the moment.
Yeah, because you are more, like, attentive towards the OnlyFans because it is, like, mm-hmm. an income kind of thing because people mm-hmm. are paying. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but even then, like, I'll be like, you know what? I'm not going to respond to anybody on anything today, like, whether it's OnlyFans, whether it's Facebook, whether it's text messages. I'm just like,
wow,
a little...
even with text messages? Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Unless it's like something real important, but I'm like, I don't really feel like having any human contact, which happens. Like, it's kind of a weird time for everybody.
That's weird for me, though. I mean, unless I was like feeling really sick mm-hmm. and was just like passed out all day or something. Mm-hmm. But like, I mean, the text would be a tough one for me, as in because I get all my friends who are not great at responding.
I don't get too many actual text messages.
Oh, yay. Oh, okay.
I think the most text messages I get are from our group chat for work.
That's so odd. Do you just communicate with your friends in a different way?
Facebook.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't really. I mean, if I see someone messing me on Facebook, I'm like, if it's important, they'll actually text me.
The reason why, and it's like kind of a silly reason, well, two reasons why I prefer to communicate via Facebook, is if I'm at work, it's easier for me to reply on Facebook than it is to just pull out my phone. Also, when you send pictures and stuff on your phone, like even if it like puts it into like the storage or whatever, like you have to download it later, it's clogging up your phone, you know, like it's saving a lot of, you're running out of storage, if you will.
When you exchange a lot of pictures.
Yeah, it will save it in the conversation when you scroll back.
Yeah.
So it fills up your phone. So I've had to delete conversations before because it was all pictures. And like, I have, like, it frees up my storage so much more. So I'd rather just communicate via Facebook and have all the pictures stored there.
Oh,
especially if we're sending dumb memes all day.
Oh, that makes way more sense because you're like the meme queen. My friends and I mean,
if it's
we rarely send pictures to each other unless they're like nudes or something. You know? Well, that's not me. That's my friends who send them to me always.
Right. But, and it's their own nudes, right?
Yeah.
Which this kind of like talking about OnlyFans, talking about nudes and talking about all this stuff, like why we do the things we do. I did want to get into something a little bit more serious.
Oh, seriously.
I know. And it was something we have actually discussed, you and I, previously. And I really wanted to bring it up to everyone's attention and just kind of have a statement, I guess, towards it.
Okay.
So one of your friends, to give a little context to everyone listening, found out there is a website, which I will not be naming, that what they do is that they, by region and stuff, people will post pictures of women, like let's say... Here is so-and-so. She works at Starbucks. This is a picture of her from her Facebook. Does anybody have her nudes?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what mostly the site is about. Like, anybody have nudes of the, like, any chicks from, you know, Nashville or whatever, well, depending on your area. So it's a place for people to kind of, specifically guys, I'm guessing, to come together and to look for anybody else who may have the nudes of this person they're looking for.
Yes.
Which is wrong on so many levels.
Yes, I believe I remember a website. I don't think it was either this one or a different one years ago. I don't know if it went.
It's probably 4chan.
Is that what it was? Yeah, probably. I think it was like probably during high school or something that I heard about this site and I was like, what the hell? But then I hadn't heard about it. So I assumed, like, I just assumed it got shut down or it wasn't a thing anymore or I don't know. But yes, then my friend 2 days ago said she actually was watching someone on TikTok who said, hey, ladies, I just want to inform you there is this website out here and you can just click on whichever state you want and then go searching for whoever you want.
Mm-hmm. And she found us.
Yes. She was like, I don't know how you're going to feel about this, but I just wanted to let you know. I was looking under Washington and I found both you and Vicky on this site.
And these were just pictures pulled from our Instagrams. Yes. Because it's a picture. It's your booty picture in front of the mirror or the mirror, the window.
And in front of the window for my birthday that I posted back in December, which is public. Anyone can see that.
And it's my saucy Instagram profile picture that I posted. This was actually like it was a day I was making OnlyFans content.
Yeah. And you have a wig on and you look sexy, but like not, you know,
I'm not inappropriate or anything like that. But
yeah. So those were the only two pictures that were posted.
Mm-hmm. And it was a whole chain of guys saying, hey, does anybody have their nudes? They are promiscuous. Somebody must have their nudes.
Yeah, and they said, ooh, Sarah and Vicky B from KISW.
It's like, we need to find their nudes. So this whole concept is very, and I'm going to say the word, problematic for multiple reasons. One, sometimes these pictures that you're looking for or looking at, even if you don't know the person, we don't know if they're underage.
And let me tell you, when I went to this site, it is ratchet. And there a lot of these pictures, you can tell, like, they were just taken for that person's significant other and was sent to. And there looks like there's a wide range of women on this.
Yes. So if you are a person who posts other people's nudes, that is a breach of trust, a breach of privacy. If you're one who looks for these nudes, like, also on top of the fact that these might be underage pictures. So by underage, that now falls under the category of, you know, child pornography, which is, it's hard to hear, but guess what? That's what is what you might be seeing. That also being said, you don't have consent to be looking at these pictures. Will the other person ever find out? Maybe not. Or it might be a situation like, let's say somebody did post my nudes. Like, that is a breach of, like, my nudes weren't there for you. You do not have consent to look at mine unless I sent them to you. And it was nice to see, because this was posted a few months ago. Someone did comment like, oh, I used to work with a guy, Vicky's ex, and he had a bunch of them. But the way he made it sound like he never saw them. And I'd like to think, as horribly as some of my relationships ended, I like to think high enough of these guys that they would not release any of the pictures I had sent them specifically for them. But that's also me hoping. I'm not
I mean, I don't know the guys that you've dated personally. I mean, I met them, but, you know, I don't really know them.
Right.
I know you as a person, though, and I know you would never leak somebody else's nudes. Mm-hmm. But this person who told me that we were on this site was very like, Sarah, like, I just want to let you know, like, if you've sent people, you know,
saucy other pictures. Stuff,
saucy pictures back in the day, you might find them. They might be somewhere. And ratchet and scandalous as I may be, I have never in my life sent a nude because I always thought this might happen. I always just was like, no, if you want to see me naked, come see me naked. Come over. Like, I'm not going to send a picture that could be out there for years or whatnot. So I was like, I mean, I hope not. Who knows? Maybe they took pictures and I don't know or something. And she was like, well, hopefully like you dated people that like wouldn't do that. And I was like, I've dated some interesting people, like, you know, one particular that I dated, he's been to jail. He's what, like, I don't know what he could do. And I don't, you know, like, that was in high school. That was, so I was like, I'm just glad that I don't think I have any out there, but damn, right? If I do, I hope they're good.
And it's a rough time, too, with, like, young, like, I know we were that generation. We were the MySpace generation. So we did have AOL. We had MSN Messenger. We had, like, webcams. We were the beginning of all of that. But it's so much as accessible as it was then. It is so much more accessible now. Because we had to, like, get on our computer, log in, have, like, the camera, be in the living room or wherever else that computer was, the desktop computer, to be able to do any of that if you're doing anything naughty.
Make sure the internet was working.
Right.
And, I mean, I just think it's crazy how fast, mm-hmm. like, you can Google someone mm-hmm. and you can find out all of this information about them. And for me, like, even though my Instagram, like, both of our pictures that are on that site, totally public, everyone can look at them anyway. But for some reason, I think, like, somebody, like, screenshotted that or, like, mm-hmm. saved it and then put it on this, like, nasty site. Just, mm-hmm. like, even made me feel like...
It was a violation, like, in a weird way. You feel violated.
Yeah, it's just, like, even though anyone can see that anyway, just, like, the fact that, like, now it's on this other site that I had no idea about and this site is not good.
No.
So, I don't know. I felt some type of way.
You felt icky.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, too, like... I am not so delusional or dumb to think that no one has ever screenshotted or saved any of my pictures that are already public because of the radio station or whatever, even before I did the OnlyFans thing and never did anything, you know, use those photos for their own enjoyment. I'm mm-hmm. not dumb or delusional enough to think that that never happened or would not happen.
Yeah.
It probably has. With OnlyFans, that has definitely happened.
Hey.
I've had confirmation that that is what has happened, which I expect because that is the decision I made to do these things. That being said, OnlyFans is really good about if your photos get leaked out there, they will go to bat for you. So what will they do? They will sue.
Apparently there's like an OnlyFans section on this site.
Yeah.
My friend told me.
You can go in and do either like a cease and desist or like you could sue them because they're not, if they're uploading it to different places like that, that is illegal because it is copyrighted in from like photos.
So OnlyFans would sue mm-hmm. the person?
Yep.
Really?
So like if you go into like, let's say it was a video, right? And they posted it like on Pornhub or whatever like that. They can go in and be like, you need to stop. You need to delete this, take it down because this is not legal.
Okay, what if a picture that you sent someone on OnlyFans, they posted on the site?
Then I know the site's kind of skeevy. So, I mean, you can report certain images and you'd have to go after it. The thing is, everything is anonymous on the site. So
OnlyFans go after it, though?
I'm not 100% sure because of how this site works. And you'd probably need to spend a lot of time and a lot of money you need to get in, what's the name of it? Everyone has like I forget the term or the name. It's every device, every phone or computer has a specific address, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can like track people through their computers.
Right. But you need to either go through someone professionally or you have to know what the hell you're doing. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I'm sure if I get pissed enough, I would learn it in a night.
And yeah. I mean, you can hire people to do that.
So,
I mean,
that's why like if anybody were to upload it, it's like, okay, cool. Like you could spend that time. Like, it also depends, like, are you really going to, even if you get the picture taken down, do you want to spend the effort to try to find who did it?
Some people would, for sure.
Some people would. That's what you also have to say. Like, emotionally, is that something you're prepared for?
So what's the difference between if you send someone a nude on OnlyFans or if you just send someone a text of a nude?
OnlyFans,
do you have to sign an agreement or something?
So OnlyFans, when you post a picture or send a picture to somebody, it automatically comes with a watermark. Like, where it says, you know, OnlyFans / the person's name.
Okay.
So that way it's, like, basically branded.
Okay.
Like a copyrighted image. So that's why. You can definitely cut it off, but there is different tools you can use on Google. Do like a Google reverse search image. So you can say, hey, you know what? This image popped up on your website or popped up here on this date. But when we do the search, like this was actually posted on this day. So you do not have authority to post it.
Okay. So that might be for like a bigger type of company, like you were saying, like Pornhub, to where like you'd be like, what the hell? I didn't sign up to be on Pornhub. But for this Ratchet site and probably other sites that might be like this, like they can just take your pictures from anywhere and post them, I would think.
And that also being said, like at the end of the day, like let's say I can't assume or anything, like what people can get away with it, but are you really going to be that type of person to do that? To not only
did you see yes. how many pictures there are of people and how many people are commenting and people are like this.
Exactly. And so that is one of those things that I kind of want to reach out to the people that are listening. When people ask for certain people to be allies with whatever it is, like when women ask men to be allies, what does that mean? It means that if you see a buddy doing stuff like this, like you, like I can tell, let's say I'm talking to a guy who does this sort of thing, who uh-huh. thinks there's no problem with it and probably has some negative thoughts towards women, saying like, well, why would you post this? You know, you deserve this. Like, no, this wasn't for you. That being like, you're just shifting the blame for your horrible behavior. So as a guy, if you see your buddies doing this, smack him across the head or, you know, verbally or whatever. Like, why are you doing this? Why do you think that this is acceptable behavior? And I'm tired of the whole like, well, think of your daughter, think of your mother, think of your sister. It's like, think of us as human beings. We don't have to be your sister for you to think of us as a human being who deserves respect.
Yeah.
And somebody who does post pictures, like whether they go fully nude and do pornography or do boudoir type pictures or whatever it is, that does not reduce the amount of respect that we should have as a human being.
Yeah.
So like,
agreed.
Why would you not have the same amount of respect for a porn star like you would like a secretary or like a woman working at a bank or whatever it is, or even just anybody in general? Like, I feel like that's all we want, is to be treated with the same amount of respect and dignity and understand that those pictures weren't for you. It is not your right. Just because, even if it's like a celebrity, when celebrities have had their photos leaked, like Jennifer Lawrence. Like, I remember her coming out and saying, like, I spent a whole day trying to think of how I'm going to apologize and like to my fans and everything. And she stopped and thought, why am I sitting here apologizing? Somebody came in and took my personal pictures I had for my boyfriend, who we had a long distance relationship. This was part of our intimate relationship. Why am I apologizing that someone came in and violated that and like put my pictures out for everyone to see?
Yeah, he should be apologizing.
Like, it's the person who did that. Like, so I think she was actually hacked. I don't think it was her ex who leaked it.
Oh, that. I don't even know if that makes it worse or better, but because now there's no one to blame.
No,
well, but hackers, I guess, but you don't know them.
No, but it's kind of, it's putting that out there. It's like, why do these hackers think that that is an okay thing to do? Because they don't respect this person. They think, they're famous, that this is part of. You know, we deserve to see these pictures. We deserve to know everything that's happening. It's like, no, you don't deserve any of that. Just because you are a fan of them.
A lot of people don't really care. Like, they, you know, they may care about themselves, obviously, and maybe, like, they're close people, but celebrities and strangers, they don't care.
No, and I feel like that is a very sad thing. And we as a society, because I'm like, am I going to be that? I'm not going to lie and say I've never been that person, because there used to be a time where I never. It's like, oh, well, a celebrity photo got leaked. I can go look at it because it's leaked now. It's like, you know what? Now that I know and understand what these people go through and what it really means, it's like I don't go looking for these people's leaked nudes because it's a violation.
Really?
Like, these pictures, not. No, I have. But like, until somebody worded it, like, that is not my picture for me to see. Like, even if I'm curious,
I'm not that big of a person. I look for those nudes. Oh, especially if a dude and his dangling is showing or something. I will Google image that for life.
Like, I mean, there's a difference between, like, let's say, so there was a picture of Orlando Bloom and he was with his wife, Katy Perry, and I think they were, like, paddleboarding and he was naked.
Yeah.
But that was, so, when I was in photography in high school, we did this whole lesson on, it wasn't empathy. It was ethics.
Okay.
Do you know kind of what that means?
Nope.
So when you say something is ethical, it's like, is it the right thing to do?
Okay. Yeah.
Basically. So there we learned a lesson when it came to photography, what is ethical and what is illegal.
Yeah. I feel like it's shocking that revenge porn isn't illegal.
It is in some states.
Well, isn't this website that we're talking about pretty much revenge porn?
It could be.
Yeah, you're posting. Yeah.
If you can prove
you're posting porn
of somebody else, if you can prove who posted it and all that stuff, you know, you could get arrested.
Is it illegal in Washington? Do you know?
I'm not 100% sure.
Mm. See, it's weird. It should be illegal everywhere.
Agreed. That being said, so the teacher gave us a couple different versions. Like, is this like situations like, is this illegal and is it ethical? Because just because a photo can be legal doesn't mean it's ethical. And at the end of the day,
paparazzi don't give two exactly. So that's how they get their money.
Exactly. So like if they would have taken a picture of Orlando Bloom in his house, that would be illegal because it was in his house. Like if they snuck a camera into his house.
What about like his backyard and like a drone took it?
Like technically, because it's outside, like it depends on if the property, I think, is public property or personal property. In theory, they could probably sue him if it was a personal property.
Yeah, if it was their backyard, I would assume that's their personal property.
But even then, like there was the one that stood out was my teacher asked, if there is a woman outside, she's gardening in her front yard, is it illegal to take a picture of her? And like, let's say she's, like the example she gave was that the woman had cancer and her scarf fell off her head. Mm-hmm. It's like, is it illegal to take her picture? Like of just like from far away, not necessarily asking her. No, it's not. In the front yard, everyone's seeing her.
Isn't front yard public or private, though?
Technically, yeah. It was kind of that weird like line. We're like, well, we don't know. But because it's out there for everyone to see, it's technically not. But is it ethical? It's like, why would you take a picture of this person without knowing? It's same with, I see a lot of women now are calling out guys that are at the gym or at the beach that are taking pictures of them. They're calling them out, like, let me see your phone. Delete those pictures. What they're doing is technically not illegal.
What, they're taking pictures of themselves or the women
of the women there without their knowledge or consent. But some of the women caught them and called them out on video and everything. Technically.
But that's legal, right?
Yeah, like if they're at the beach and they're taking pictures of women at the beach, it's not illegal. But yeah. They called them out and they're like, it is not ethical. Why would you do this? It's not the right thing to do.
I mean, people are weird.
I know. And so that's what
I mean, I feel like that's just like how kind of like life is. Like if you were out in public, especially nowadays, especially with like Snapchat and Instagram stories and now TikTok, like filming strangers is how some people make a living.
Right. That being said, how do things change? How is it that things that were okay back in the day, whether it was phrases that could be said, whether it was actions or whatever, they eventually change? Like, you know what? We don't do that anymore. We don't say those things anymore. We don't behave a certain way anymore. These are now not acceptable. And so I feel like a way to really kind of stand out and be like, you know what? These actions are no longer going to be tolerated is by spreading the word and holding people around us accountable. Whether it's uncomfortable, it's like, you know what? That's not really a cool thing to say. That's not really a cool thing to do. Is it uncomfortable to
I have no problem telling people that. No, trust me.
But you're not the average person, Sarah. Most people hate a confrontation, especially when it comes to people they care about. Because at the same time, when you're confronting somebody you care about, you in that moment have to sit there and think, they're not as great of a person as I imagine. Like, they're my best friend, but they also are saying these things that make them sound very ignorant.
Uh-huh.
And so it kind of like, well, but they're my family or my best friends. Maybe they're not perfect. They're not. That might mean that there's something wrong with me because I associate with them. And that's, we need to stop that thinking. It's like, no, we just need to better each other.
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, hopefully they are willing to listen.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like
sometimes a lot of people don't, and you either then have to end the friendship or whatever, or you literally just have to agree to disagree.
There is some things that, like, pineapple on pizza, like, I love it. Some people may hate it. That's totally fine. That's something that you can agree to disagree on. But when it comes to people's rights and their own autonomy and everything, like, it's not something that I can just be like, you're okay with this sort of thing. You're not somebody I want to associate then with. Just because we've had good memories and good times, that is a deal breaker for me. And it's putting up those boundaries, and for them to be either, they can either take it as, well, they're prude or whatever, and they're like, good riddance, or they can realize that their behavior is unacceptable, and it is going to cause them, they're going to have consequences to this behavior. And some guys aren't going to listen to women. Well, they're like, oh yeah, what do you know, or whatever. It's like, you're just mad because I saw your nudes. They don't want to take accountability. And I feel like if they hear it from other men, especially men they respect, because guys, they learn a little differently than women, I think, they might be more prone to listening, especially if it's like a mentor or something. It's like, bro, what are you doing? Why are you showing off this chick's nudes? She sent them to you for you.
Like, I'm honestly shocked it's not illegal everywhere. Or I'm like also shocked that they can have like this site. Like for you and me, like we're good. These are pictures anyone can see. Mm-hmm. They're not spicy or whatever. But like if your ex did leak photos of you from pictures you took, what, in high school or like what, well, whenever.
Here's the thing. When I was in high school, I graduated at 17. So any pictures posted of me in high school, because I'm not going to lie and say I never took a saucy picture when I was in high school.
Because
it was with a digital camera, not a cell phone. But yeah. Or webcam. Because
so
I did.
Old school.
Right. But like, that is not okay pictures to have on anybody's computer.
But like, even if you were like 21 or, you know, right. 22, what, like any of those pictures that like you didn't take for your OnlyFans, because mm-hmm. I assume the pictures you take with your OnlyFans, you at least know that there is a risk they could get out.
Yes.
So you these are pictures, have that in the back of your mind.
These are pictures I'm comfortable with enough, like not so much that I want them to be posted everywhere, but like if they get posted, I'm like, well, these are the pictures that I made the decision to have on the internet for one reason or another.
Yeah.
That being said,
that's what I assume mm-hmm. that you would have known from your OnlyFans. That's why I feel like it. I mean, I think that's like definitely one level. If that did happen, that would be totally effed up. But then I think it's a whole other level if you have these pictures like you haven't even seen in 10 years just surface on the internet.
Or that you just sent them to your boyfriend or whatever it was. But it's kind of the same story. So I had, when you sent me the video of the girl explaining this website, funny enough, that same day or earlier or the day before, I saw this video of this woman saying there's a place you can upload all your pictures and they will tell you every internet site that these pictures are being used at. So this woman,
wow. Every website, just like a list of it.
Yeah. Like they will, I don't know if it's because they use the same, like, oh, I think it was the IP number is the word I was thinking of earlier. But they will.
It's like a reverse image search. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your photos. So she, I think, had like a wedding, either a wedding photography business or some sort of wedding delivery or not delivery, a wedding business. Okay. So she saw her pictures from these weddings up on different websites with different names saying that these people took these pictures of her, like her own pictures.
Dude, that's screwed up.
Right. Or one person, like somebody used her photograph without her consent for a book they wrote.
What?
Yeah. Like it was like a couple or whatever. So I don't remember if it was like a fictional book or like a couples therapy book or whatever.
So like they're taking credit for her
work and not getting any, they're not paying her.
So that should be illegal.
It is. It is illegal. Okay. But most people do it because they think, oh, I'm never going to get caught. This person lives in like Alabama and I'm in Alaska. They're not going to find me.
Or like, oh, this is a pretty picture. I'm going to use it. Like maybe they don't even like think twice about it. Like, oh, someone actually took this picture. Maybe should get money for it. Yeah.
If you're going to use photographs like that, there are many websites, even free websites where you can get free stock photos, free stock videos, free stock music. You can go to YouTube and find a bunch of free stock music, or you can pay a fee if this is the kind of thing you like to do, whether it's for your website or for, you know, whatever it is that you do. They're like, some people just don't want to pay or they're too lazy.
They're like, oh, this is a pretty picture. Cool.
Right. Exactly. Or they're just like, well, I don't really have any talent, or I'm going to scam people and be like, oh yeah, I'm a wedding photographer. Just put a deposit in and then just disappear.
Ooh, yeah. I didn't think of that.
Exactly. So definitely, like, there are these websites where if you do photography or whatever, like, I'm like, I can upload.
Or if you do sexy pictures.
Upload them and you can see if they're being used anywhere on the internet and you can send in a cease and desist and get involved in it.
Dude, talk about a headache, though.
It is, but it's a weird.
So if you found your nudes.
Or just my saucy pictures.
Yeah, your saucy pictures from either high school or OnlyFans, like, or like college or whatever, not. Like on other sites, besides obviously one we know about and your OnlyFans, would you cease and desist? Would you like take action?
Definitely, especially because like, why do you have these pictures? How are they being used? If they're being used for, you know, a pornography site or whatever, like especially the context. Like if it's something like, hey, it's like a forum where they're like, hey, I really like this radio station. Here's this picture of this person, whatever.
Does leak your photos from back in the day on this site that we're on right now, like, are you going to take action?
It really depends on how old I was in some of these.
So what if you were 18 or older, like not a child?
Yeah, definitely, just because when I always look like a child. So, I mean, I could.
So you would take action.
But I would definitely be like, hey, these need to come down. That's not OK.
So you would take action for any age.
Mm hmm.
Oh, okay. So but like I said 18 and older and you're like, yes. And I was like, well, I thought you'd be really yes on the 18 or below.
Oh, no, specifically. But like the 18 or below, I would like, that would be in a heartbeat. With some of the other ones, it's like still a yes, but it's a little less bad, I guess, but not by much.
Okay, so you still would. I mean, if you said take them down, blah, 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 and they didn't, like, would you actually?
I try to find every avenue I could before trying to get, like, pay for a lawyer, basically. Like, okay. I would try to do everything.
I feel like the people that put them up, they're not going to listen to you to take them down.
You'd be surprised, like, how people act when you call them out. Because I've had people, like, some people just do it for attention. The second that you give it to them, they immediately turn into something else.
They're like, oh.
Like, I've had people on the text line or send me a message on my Facebook page, like, you're actually really ugly, you're fat, or whatever. And I'm like, thanks.
God, people are so nice.
I know. And I will say something like that. I'm like, you know what? That is so nice. Thank you. You made my day. Have a nice day. Very sarcastic. And they're like, oh, no, I was just kidding. I never thought somebody like you would reply or see my message. Oh, I love you so much. You're so beautiful. And I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Maybe you should have started with that one.
And even that, like, dude, no. F off.
You're like, thanks. Now my day is terrible because now I'm just like nice things about me.
And now the headache is a migraine. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping we don't pop up again on this site. Are you going to, like, keep tabs of it, or are you just kind of?
I think from on occasion, because I was definitely very, like, I don't want to say hyped up, but just, like, very
grr
yesterday. I'm just like, really? Really? I mean, even though there was no nudes or anything posted and it was a picture that everyone could see, it's like, it's like what we were saying earlier, it feels icky. And so
it just feels weird. It feels like, what? And it's like a porn site. So then it's like, what?
Yeah.
I'm on like a porn site? What?
So I think the reason why I really wanted to bring it up, more or less, it's not to be, oh, woe is us or woe is me. It's to very much throw it out there. It's like, be accountable. Realize that what you're doing may not be cool if you're the ones doing this sort of thing. Not necessarily with us, but with anybody. Think before you share anything that's not yours. Because you might get sued, you might go to jail, or you just might be a piece of ass, you know?
And I do just got to throw it out there for, like, if anyone's listening that has, like, children, or if, like, more on the younger side people are listening, just maybe stay away from the nudes. Like, this has been a thing for ever since I can remember. And I've always been like, no. Like, I mean, whether you think you might want to get a job in the future and these might resurface, or that, you know, you think you're in love at the time and then you're probably not going to end up with that dude. And if he turns out to be a piece of ass, or if you screw him over and cheat, like, people do revenge stuff. That's why it's called revenge porn. Like, just maybe just don't take naked pictures
if you're underage, you're an adult.
And you've decided, you know, okay, maybe I do want to do an OnlyFans or whatever. Like, this is what you want to do, and you're okay with them being out, then YOLO swag.
Right. But it's also to tell people, men and women, to hold their friends accountable, that this behavior is not okay.
Yeah.
And that's how you can really be an ally to women, I think.
Yeah. I mean, and who knows? We could just be totally, like, genderizing this. Tell your women if they're posting God knows what on, you know, don't do it either.
No, it's just not an okay thing to do. It's a violation. And I think that we have the power to change things. We just have to hold other people accountable and realize that maybe what we're doing isn't great.
Yeah, speak up,
definitely. But we're gonna be okay. We just wanted to have this out there. And we love everybody who listens to our show, and we know that you guys are the kind of people that would take what we say to heart.
Yes, and would tell your friends, if that you have friends that are doing or acting like this at all, to smack them.
Yep, but
verbally and physically.
We're going to leave it at that. Thank you guys for joining us, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.